rise to the reality that only 20% of the world are aware of. But seriously, I really mention it because as I sit here at 37,000 feet over mainland Turkey on a Monarch Airlines flight to Manchester, England, it's happened again. The universe has put on a little show for me, as if to demonstrate in undeniable clarity the importance of the message in this book. Normally, I will book upgraded seats with extra legroom and space to work. Unfortunately, on this occasion, I left it too late. And when it came to book, the only ticket I could get was a mid-row economy seat. Now look, hey, I'm no snob. It doesn't bother me, usually, to fly cattle class. As long as I can pull out the laptop and get some words down, I am happy. I was the third person on this aircraft tonight, and I quickly stowed my case in the overhead bin to clear the aisle for the other boarding passengers. I made myself comfortable in 10B aboard the Airbus 300. Seat A has the window, and 10C has the aisle next to me. It's not ideal, and I won't lie to you. I've been saying a little prayer that the two people who board next and sit next to me are a very slight frame indeed. I watched over 150 passengers walk through the main door of the aircraft, and I was starting to get excited. Nobody had thus far sat next to me. Dare I dream that I was going to get an entire row to myself? The only thing containing my giddiness was an underlying niggle about why, if the other seats were